thruple stops traffic on the highway after an argument. And you're going to hear this and say, oh, yeah, I kind of get where they're coming from.
All right.
I'll tell you what started the argument in just a second. It was a beautiful morning in Oklahoma. The other woman, so it started with a married couple who invited a third woman in.
Okay.
And that woman rammed into the guy on his motorcycle. And then the wife got into a fist fight with her on the side of the road. Several people called 911, including this guy.
Well, there's a wreck south of Waukamas. It's about 2 miles, and there's people beating each other up on the side of the road in the median.
There's people beating each other up?
She jumped on her like a spider monkey and just took her to the ground. I mean, and she's just beating the snot out of her.
That's the husband.
Oh, that's the husband?
That's the husband.
It's like a spider monkey. Whoa.
She jumped on her like a spider monkey.
Now, what caused the argument in the first place? Well, apparently the relationship fell apart in the most, in the way that many relationships struggle. They could not agree on...
what to eat for dinner?
Chores.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
She got a beat down over chores?
Well, no. I think that was what started the arguments, and then the relationship fell apart, and But if you think about it, that's probably a struggle for a thruple.
Well, it's fewer chores per person.
Yes, but then who does what, and who slacks off, and who has to pick up the slack?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, let's say there's two of you, right? So, like, when Kyle was alive, it was he and I, and I will admit, he did maybe 60% of the cleaning, okay?
Okay.
And, like when we'd cook, most of the time, I would cook and he would clean, okay?
Okay.
So, if there were a third person, then it's like, well, if Kyle didn't vacuum, then I know it's my job to vacuum, or I know who didn't vacuum.
Oh, I see.
If there were three people... it's like, well, Anita didn't vacuum, and then Becky didn't vacuum, so now I guess I got a vacuum. So now I'm mad at two of them.
Because neither of them did it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm feeling you here.
Thruple chores get a little complicated.
Oh, my God.
See what I mean?
Right?
And then there's ganging up, too, because then it's like, well,
always.
Steve, you never vacuum.
Right.
Well, Anita, I always cook and you always clean. Wait a minute. And then Becky just eats. What's she doing for dinner?
She's getting a beat down.
So now I got my eye on Becky, right? Because all she does is eat at dinner instead of cook or clean.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then, well, there's vacuuming and mopping. Well, okay. Well, Becky vacuums and I mop. Well, wait a minute. What's Anita doing? Anita doesn't have any job on the floors. You know?
This is very complex.
And then it's like, well, you know, Anita takes the dogs out for walks, and then Becky washes the dogs. Well, Steve, what the hell do you do for the dogs?
Exactly.
See? Thruple chores get very complex.
Just stay in a duo.
If only for the chores. It's much easier that way.
If only for the chores.
Hey, look at that. You can't say you didn't learn nothing from the Blake and Eva show.
Right.